Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast from Independence Baptist Church. Now, today we're going to be continuing on our series about the Sermon on the Mount. And as Pastor Reynolds goes through today's message, I want you to just take a second and remember that this is actually directly from a sermon that Jesus Christ himself preached while he was here on this earth. This whole series has been taken out of these Matthew chapters, starting in Matthew chapter 5. And just remember that Jesus Christ himself was actually preaching this message to the people that were around him and were following him. Now, if you have your Bibles available, I'd encourage you to turn to Matthew chapter 5 as we go ahead and turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds this morning.
Another section of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount is found in the book of Matthew 5, verse 33 through verse 37. The Bible states here, "Again ye have heard that it hath been said of them of old time, Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let thy communication be, yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more of these cometh of evil." There's a lot of things that we might look at concerning the Sermon on the Mount. But in this passage, I want you to look very carefully at the first word. What is the first word? We read Matthew 5, verse 33 through verse 37. And what was the first word? The first word is again. Why does Jesus Christ begin with this word? That's a simple word, but why does Christ begin with the word again? There are really seven times in the book of Matthew 5 that Christ compares the teaching of men with his teaching. I would ask you this very vital question this morning. Which is the most important? What Christ says or what men say? What do you think about the most? What men say about your actions or what Christ says about your actions? Think of this. When you do something, whatever it is, do you think about the reactions of men, how you will look to them, or do you ever think about the coming judgment when Christ will judge your every thought, your every motive, and your every action? Notice, it is very important to think about what God says about us rather than to think about what men say about us. Men judge us also, right? They look with us with contempt. But God, if we do what God wants us to do, God will look upon us with mercy and God will provide for us everything in this world, and God will also protect us from evil people. Now, we've asked the question, why does verse 33 begin with the word again? To answer this question and to look at these seven examples that Christ gives us in the book of Matthew 5, start off in verse number 17. Christ says this, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets." That's exactly right. You see, Jesus Christ did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. I know that there's people today that say that the law and the prophets, they're of no value at all. But they're wrong. Jesus Christ said, right there very plainly, he did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. Rather, Jesus Christ came to fulfill the law and the prophets. Jesus told the disciples gathered around him on the mount, "If any person breaks only one of the least commandments and teaches others that it is okay to break those commandments, they should be called the least in the kingdom of heaven." Jesus instructs his people how they can be called great in the kingdom of heaven. How do you do that? By simply doing and teaching whatever the commandments teach. He goes on in verse number 20 to say that a person's righteousness must be greater than the scribes and the Pharisees if they expect to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Point number two. You see, Jesus Christ continues the same line of thinking in Matthew 5:21 when he speaks about laying up treasure on earth or in heaven. Jesus Christ in Matthew 5:21 states, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time." You see, Christ is comparing what people had said with what he says. When he states in Matthew 5:22, "But I say unto you." The point Christ is making is that it is much more important to believe what he says, because he is God, and not to follow what men say. But which one are you doing? Are you more interested in men believing you are sincere, or are you more interested in God believing you are sincere? This is the entire point that Christ is making when he uses this word again. He is comparing what men say with what God says. Point number three is that Christ continues this exact same teaching, comparing what men say with what he said in Matthew 5:27-28, when he states this, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." What is the point that Christ really wants the people to understand? Does Christ want them to understand that adultery is wrong? Listen, everybody knows that adultery is wrong. But Christ is here saying that the beginning of adultery is in the heart. Christ is saying that adultery, which is in the body, and evidence is found in the body, is caused by a heart problem. Now I know that we have an organ in our body that pumps blood, right? That's not the kind of heart that Jesus Christ is talking about. He is talking about the center. He's talking about the seat of all physical and spiritual life when he uses the term heart. People can readily see the actions of the body, but no person can see what happens in the heart. But who can look inside us? Who knows the motive behind what we're doing? It is God. You see, Hebrews 4:12 states, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." You see, it's very plain, is it not, that God knows what we are thinking. Men only see what we do. And that's totally different, because God knows the motive of our heart. God knows what we are thinking, not just what we do. The people listening to the Sermon on the Mount were actually really impressed with what Jesus Christ had to say. Why were they so impressed? It's because they understood Christ had authority, and he knew what he was talking about. But the scribes did not. All the scribes could understand was what they could see. But Christ could understand things that only the people knew for certain that he was so. The scribes were religious, but they were not godly in their religion. The scribes, the Pharisees, and you might have a lot of do's and don'ts, but the only authority that will really work is the authority of God. Point number four. The exact same idea that we're talking about, how that verse 33 begins with the word again is also conveyed in Matthew 5, verse 31 and 32. Christ, in this place, is continuing to compare what externally religious men say with what He, that is God, says. When He says, Matthew 5, verse 31, "It hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committeth adultery." You see, the Jews, especially the Pharisees and Sadducees, had all sorts of laws. They had all sorts of rules and regulations which they attempted to enforce. The people knew exactly who Christ referred to, and they loved His message, for it was a personal message, not an outward list of do's and don'ts which nobody could ever fulfill. But Christ preached to them the truth of the Word of God. Point number 5 is found in Matthew 5, verse 33 through verse 34. Christ here again compares His doctrine with the doctrine of men when He states, "Again, ye have heard that it hath been said of them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but thou shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths." Verse 34. "But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne." Again, it doesn't really make any difference how old a doctrine is. If that doctrine is not from God, it is simply not old enough. It is not pleasing unto God. Regardless of how many men declare a certain thing, if God does not agree with a thing, it is wrong. Christ wants His hearers to only listen to Him. Christ wants His hearers to be conformed to His word, not conformed to the words of men. Christ wants us to have confidence in Him and Him alone. Listen, there are many people who attempt to lead us astray from simply following God, from simply obeying His word. There are many who desire us to listen to them instead of only listening and obeying God's precious word. If we will all understand that God is well able to take care of all the other voices that attempt to lead us into confusion and despair, much confusion will be eliminated if we'll just listen to what God wants us to do.
You know, please keep those closing thoughts in your mind as you go about your day today. You know, Pastor Reynolds, he made the comment about eliminating confusion by simply listening to the one true voice. And those statements reminded me of a song called "Listen to the Voice of Jesus." And this song reminds us that in the daytime or in the solemn gloom of night, we need to be listening to the voice of Jesus. We need to keep our eyes on Him instead of the many different things that this world throws at us to try to distract us, to try to get our attention elsewhere. Well, as our time comes to a close this morning, we do want to thank you for listening, and we'd also like to invite you to attend services with us in person. You can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And this morning services will be starting with Sunday school at 10, worship services at 11, and then this afternoon we'll be coming back together at 3:45 for a prayer meeting and another worship service at 4:30. And of course, during the week, we also meet every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for a Bible study. Now again, if you're able to join us, you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and we absolutely look forward to being able to see you there today. Now, for those of you that would like to learn more about us, you can check out our website at www.independencebaptist.org. From there, you're going to find a lot of different books. You'll find some articles, a lot of audio messages from revival services and radio broadcasts, and you'll also find some pretty detailed explanations of what we believe. Well, once again, we want to thank you for listening, and we pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.